Hi, I'm Matt.
And I'm Betsy.
And this is Guy Talks.
The girl rolls her eyes.
It's really cold in here, by the way.
Do you feel that way? I don't feel cold.
I have felt like it was cold in this office for a week. I've had a space heater on and everything.
Yeah, I noticed that.
Yeah.
It's not cold. It's in the 70s today. You're freezing.
I'm freezing. I'm freezing, yeah.
Yeah. What's happening?
I don't know.
Maybe you need more carbs in your life.
Do carbs keep you warmer?
To fuel your inner furnace. I have no idea.
I don't think that's a thing.
I'm not a nutritionist.
I mean, I guess carbs make you gain weight, right? So that's like extra padding or
something. There you go.
I'm not looking for any extra padding in my life.
No. But if you do, don't put that on your online dating profile.
That I'm looking for a little extra padding in my life?
That actually, you should put that on your online dating profile.
Maybe I will, just for fun.
Wanted. A little extra padding in my life.
Wanted someone who's okay with a little extra
padding. There you go. We're going to be talking about online dating in this episode.
We are.
And I have to tell you, I'm a big, big fan.
No.
Yeah. And a convert. Because long ago, I was very anti the whole idea.
As was I.
I thought it was weird and for weirdos. A weird thing for weirdos to do.
I used to always refer to it as like a meat market. Like I felt like that's what it was,
oh.
Right? Because so much of the interaction is based solely on what you look like.
Yeah, but if you think about it, that's essentially what all dating is.
That's a really good point. Yes, right? I now understand that.
Like no one goes to the bar in their early 20s and like closes their eyes and listens to conversations until they hear someone with a great personality and then like feels their way across the furniture over to that person and says, would you like to have a drink with me?
That would be the best experiment. I bet we could
get blindfolded pickups.
I bet we could get our interns to do it.
Maybe. This is part of your professional development. Put this blindfold on.
It's part of the communication module.
Test your listening skills.
That's right.
Also, it would legitimately be a blind date.
Yes.
So online dating, that's no different, right? Sure, you look at people's pictures. But I actually think maybe there's it's a little less superficial. If you're on the right platform.
There's lots of platforms.
Right. And we'll get into that.
So many of them are hilarious to me.
Yes. Where should we start with this one? So first of all, let's talk about the stigma against online dating.
Okay.
I think it's largely disappearing, which is good news because as I mentioned to you earlier this week, I am an owner of Match.com stock. So,
well, you're also a product of Match.com.
True.
So that is clearly why you probably bought the stock as like some romantic gesture, like paying it forward to the next person.
Yeah. Which,
if that's true, you should not admit it to me because I will never forget and I will never let it go.
It definitely was not purchased as a romantic gesture. However, I will say that the experience I had with Match made me think this is something that more people will probably do. This is a good product and a good company, which is, I think, good information when choosing a stock to buy.
Which we have had many conversations about your ability to choose stocks mm-hmm. wisely. That is not enough information for me to support this, but
yeah.
I think it's great. Good for you.
Well, the good news is it's the only stock purchase I've ever made
that you've not lost money on?
That has gone up since I bought it. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, that's good.
And now it looks like Tinder might split off and become its own IPO. I don't know what that means for my stock because I don't understand stock purchases well enough to know what will
okay.
happen to mine if Tinder splits off. Do I then have to go buy Tinder? Will they just give me some Tinder because I used to own Tinder?
Stop using the word Tinder. It makes me very uncomfortable. The idea of Tinder in general makes me very uncomfortable.
It makes a lot of people uncomfortable. Well, so back in the day when online dating was brand new, there were sort of two kinds of online dating and both sounded really negative. One was the like shady quick hookup opportunities like...
Which
I'm gonna get on this chat
which I believe
room.
Is what Tinder is.
Right. Tinder
yeah.
is just a more evolved version of that, as
right.
far as I can tell. I've never used Tinder in,
nor have
in
I.
defense of Tinder. I have never used it, so I'm just making judgments based on outside observations. But my assumption is that it's basically swipe right if you want to hook up with me, and now let's meet up and smooch. And basically...
And smooch?
Basically, that's how some of this stuff started, right? It was like online chat rooms where people would be like, what's up? Let me send you a picture of myself. And then, you know, and then it just got... better technology. But then the other, I think, my big stigma against online dating was that it was perceived as like the last refuge of the loser, right? Like if you couldn't...
Totally. That's totally how it used to feel.
Like if you couldn't date in the quote real world, then...
Like if you couldn't find anybody to date...
Then I guess go to the internet.
I guess the only choice you have left is to go find some stranger who lives in the town next door, whatever it is.
Right.
Yeah, for sure.
And everybody in pop culture and in the media would talk about it like it was this super weird thing for weirdos. Like, oh, it's probably some creeper, or it's you know, it's probably some recluse who doesn't come out of his parents' basement, or, you know, you're going to get axe murdered.
Which, for sure, those people exist.
Absolutely. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah.
But you and I at this point, I think, are both converts, and it's really just from being beat over the head with evidence again and again and again and again. Like in my life, well, not just evidence, but also we both have a common friend that wouldn't leave us alone about it.
Right, and we both know lots of people who ended up getting married from it.
Right.
My sister being one of them, you being one of them.
Carolyn's mom,
my friend Val, when it was like the brand new thing a million years ago. Like, yeah, we both know lots of people who have found someone and married them from it. Now, I am not that much of a believer. Like, I use it more, frankly, for entertainment with me and my girlfriends. Mm-hmm. Well, and you. I tell you all my stories, too.
Right.
Who knows? Maybe it'll work for me. I mean, I'm unsure that anything will work for me at this point. But in the meantime... I really enjoy myself.
See, and I think that is one of the reasons that this has the best chance of working. The other reason is that it is, as our friend Ryan McGarry was fond of saying, it's a numbers game.
His sister tells me that all the time.
It is a numbers game. And it is, if you think about it, it's a little crazy to assume that you are, quote unquote, meant to end up with somebody who's just within your, like, personal network or whatever already. Like, what if you grew up in a small town of 250 people where there's 8 people in your graduating class in high school?
And 7 of them are the same sex as you.
Right. And so you look around this town in the middle of Nebraska or North Dakota or whatever and go, well, one of these people is destined to be with me. Well, that's ludicrous, right? That doesn't make any sense. And so... I think it's kind of cool how these tools suddenly allow us access to so many more people, and not like somebody from across the world, like, oh, my algorithm says I need to go date someone in Japan, but it gives you exposure to so many more people who are geographically close to you that you would just never encounter. Like in a city like Milwaukee, forget the living out in the middle of the cornfields or whatever, but in a city like Milwaukee, there's still thousands and thousands of eligible people that you could date that you would never ever meet just randomly through friends of friends or going to a volleyball match or whatever, like just wouldn't happen. And suddenly you've got this tool that drops you in the middle of that much bigger pool of potential lovers.
Yeah, but it also introduces you to such weirdos.
Well, that's the thing.
Which,
bigger pool,
again,
more weirdos.
Is really my entertainment value. As you likely know, and people that know me really well, it is hard to impress me. As a man, it is very hard to impress me. Like, I'm not impressed by most of the men I meet in social situations. Mm. I do find a lot of entertainment in it, though, and so I'm a good sport, and I will chat them up, and I will, you know, play nice.
Well, you are a social person.
But then I walk away and I'm like, you've got to be kidding me. Like, no. Uh-uh. Mm. See you later. Which, again, is part of the reason why I am supportive of the online dating thing. I'm also supportive of it because a lot of my girlfriends are doing it and they like to swap stories.
Yeah.
And I don't want to be left out. And I'm not seeing anyone right now. So I figure, why not? Like, let's just see who we meet.
Mm-hmm.
And also, let's see who emails us, because that is nearly enough entertainment for me. Because some of the people out there are so desperate on these sites.
Yeah.
I mean, I was showing you that example from that man earlier who emailed me like 7 times over the course of 2 days.
With no response.
I never once responded to him.
Just kept coming.
He just kept, like, every half hour to hour, I would get another email.
It reminded me, when you showed me that, it reminded me of some of the sales emails that we get, where the first one you just ignore, and then the next one is like, sorry we didn't get a chance to connect on that last message. And then the next one is like a reply to their original email that you never actually replied to, but they just hit reply because then it looks like you were having a conversation, but you were never having a conversation. It's a one-sided conversation.
No.
That's this guy. He's spamming you.
He's spamming me, and he's trying with everything he's got, and he's trying to compliment everything that he can think to compliment.
Like freckles.
Which, yeah, who compliments someone's freckles?
I like your freckles.
Apparently, he's got a soft spot for freckles.
It seems like you have a cute personality.
That's what he wrote.
Yeah, I know. I read them. I was paying attention.
No, it just feels really sleazy and kind of gross to me.
Well, so in his defense, and I'm not defending this guy, but in defense of all of the people who are doing this online dating thing, this is a painfully awkward... There are steps in the process that are painfully awkward because, for most people, they've never done it before.
Right.
So, like, it's the equivalent of the first time you approach someone at Culver's and say, like, hey, what are you eating? Right? Like,
let's note that if someone were to approach me at Culver's and ask what I was eating, that would also not work for me.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, how do you, in any context, initiate contact with someone who you don't know? Like, it's easier if you're like, oh, my friend Laura says she knows you and we would get along well. Why don't we grab a cup of coffee and then...
And use these weird professorial voices.
I mean, definitely. That's why it took me a long time to meet someone, and then I went online. But every step of the process is awkward if you haven't done it a little bit, if you don't know what the rules are. And this is such a new environment that the rules are sort of ill-defined. There's not a lot of good guidelines. Or, as we talked about earlier, people go out and read, like, they just Google what to say on Match.com, and then they, like, follow the method that some random blogger put out there, which is awesome, by the way.
Well, it is actually, again, it makes for really good emails. There's this other man who, the other thing I don't understand is they have you set your preferences, right? Like, approximately how many miles and, like, how old should he be? And do you have any preferences when it comes to, you know, ethnicity or any of those things,
facial
or
hair,
religion, you know, these kinds of things, right?
How much money does he make?
Right. They ask you all these questions. So you, like, put down all your preferences, and then they send you, like, the most random people that don't fit within these preferences.
Right.
So there's this, like, 55-year-old man who lives somewhere in Michigan who keeps emailing me, and he keeps emailing me random questions. Like, if we were to meet for coffee, what would you ask me? And it literally takes everything in me not to respond and be like, we would never meet for coffee. This is totally unnecessary.
That is a moot point, sir.
And then, like, the next day I get an email that's like, what is your favorite ice cream flavor? You are never going to have ice cream with me. It does not matter. Thank you so much for asking.
Well, so I think those are coming because you fit the criteria that somebody else put in. So you are showing up in their search results. And
I suppose I never thought about that, actually.
And yes, weird. Like, if somebody who is your father's age has put you in at, like, you fit well within their parameters. But it's not like, it depends on what platform you're on, right? So the more expensive ones that have, like, more robust algorithms are actually, quote unquote, matching you and saying, like, you're this percent compatible.
Yeah.
And the two of you should talk. And if you're interested, send a message. But on something like Match, there's some of that, and you search by your preferences. But I don't think Match, at least when I was on it, I don't feel like Match was like sending both of us a message saying, you two are a love connection, like, let's make something happen. Plus, we live in Milwaukee, and the pool is not the same as if you lived in, like, Manhattan.
Correct.
And you're like, here's my super narrow requirements, and they're like, here's 18 people who match them perfectly.
Yeah, that's a good point. I mean, again, I don't have a lot of faith in the system. I do participate because I think it's really, I mean, frankly, it's kind of fun. And I mean, it doesn't hurt to go out for like a quick drink with someone. Makes for a great story the next day in the office. Sometimes you go out with them more than once and you find out that their favorite hobby is watching birds.
Yeah.
Which makes me wonder how they ever got connected with me, because I can't tell you anything about birds, nor do I have any appreciation for them. But
so that wasn't on your profile?
The bird watcher requirements with three cats.
Outdoorsy.
Is not a good... No, outdoorsy is important to me. But the bird watcher with three cats seems like a far-fetched
one of the things
match.
That I like is reading. I really enjoyed reading people's profiles and trying to pick up the subtext of what they were trying to describe. Because a lot of them are like, so like right now, Carolyn keeps sending me links to homes to look at on MLS. And the way that people describe a house, like there's a lot of subtext. So if a house is cozy,
it's small.
That means it's tiny.
Yep.
If it's a rustic charmer, that means like it's falling apart.
Yeah.
All these kinds of things, right? And if the word elegance shows up anywhere or luxury, then it's really expensive but not tastefully decorated. So you read people's profiles and you pick up some of that same stuff.
For sure you do.
Like the guy who refers to himself as cool.
Yes.
You got some subtext there.
All my friends tell me I'm cool. Really?
Both my friends tell me I'm cool.
My mom and dad say I'm the coolest.
Or like people who are clearly really boring, because when they list their interests, they just can't come up with anything. They're like either that means they're boring or it means they just drink a lot. But they don't want to put that. So like basically I come home every day and have six beers. So instead they put like, I like to read, I watch television, hang out with friends.
The other day I saw one that says, I really like to organize stuff. In parentheses it goes, that might be weird. Might be.
Yeah.
I mean, you're type A. I get that. Like, that's okay. But you shouldn't put that on your profile.
Oh, see, I think you totally should. Because this is a two-way street, right? You want to design your profile in such a way that people who read it that you are interested in will be interested in it, but that it will a little bit scare away people that you're not interested in.
I tried that and it is not working.
So like, for example, my byline on my profile back in the day was something like...
I'm so excited to hear this.
It's a little cheesy.
Please tell me.
But it was something like...
I'm sure it's cheesy.
It was something like, I love my job and have no tattoos. Sorry, ladies. That's not what it was. But it was something...
Ooh, I bet all the girls came swarming.
Now listen. No. But Carolyn will still describe it to people as like something that stood out to her. It was not something you just copied and pasted off how to make a match.com profile. Like it was not generic, like, I like fun, or something dumb.
I'm going to change mine to I like fun.
Over the top, like some people's are, where they try to show how gutsy they are or like bold. And maybe that lady's like a bold man. None of that nonsense. But it also made it, like, it was straight-laced enough to be like, look, I'm not a bad boy, and I'm not looking to, like, I'm not on this for fun. Like, I'm looking for a serious relationship. If you're not into that, it's cool. I wear a suit to work, and I don't, you know.
You do not wear a suit to work.
Well, no.
You wear jeans and flip-flops.
But the message was, anyway. So what I'm saying is, if you don't want somebody who isn't into your type A personality, like if you're not, you know, you want somebody who's going to meet the real you and be like, this is as advertised. I dig this. Not someone who's like, oh, you really like to organize. Parentheses, that's weird. Now I have to go. So I think some transparency and honesty is important.
I agree.
Now, don't get me wrong. There were some misdirection on my profile that lured my now wife in. For example, one of the photos...
Please share.
One of the photographs I chose that still to this day she describes as one of the reasons she looked closer at my profile was me being, and I'm using air quotes right now, outdoorsy. Now, I am outdoorsy, but I don't look outdoorsy.
No, not even a little.
And there's one photograph that's ever been taken of me in at least the modern era where I look like an adult, where I am looking kind of outdoorsy, and it was when I was up in Alaska for the very first time, and I went on a fishing expedition, and I'm holding up like a big fish, and I kind of look
like you were wearing a lot of layers.
Like if you, yeah, so you look, yeah, I look a little bulky. And if you didn't know me, you could be fooled into thinking, well, this is a guy who goes out like fishing and doing man stuff all the time. What a bold adventurer. I'd like to date him. And that's exactly the effect that it had.
That's so weird to me.
Yeah.
I do really appreciate, now obviously I've never been on an online dating site and seen girls' profiles, right? So, right. Like, you have a very different perspective than I do. But I do really enjoy when I look at the photos of a lot of these guys because, one, what is it with guys taking selfies of themselves in a car? Like, constantly.
Oh, is that a
it's
thing?
Like, oh, yeah. When like, they're all in cars, which makes me laugh.
It's just lazy.
See you later. Exactly.
They're just like, hey, let me throw this profile up on my way to Culver's.
Need not apply. Or they post photos of themselves where they've, like, cut off half of their face or their head.
So they clearly cut their ex-girlfriend out of a shared picture.
Oh, that for sure happens. Like,
this
all
is
time.
The only pictures I have
or they
of
put,
myself.
Like, a bubble over her, which is really weird.
Yeah, that happens. Really?
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Like they blur out her face?
Yeah, they put like a white bubble over her.
Oh my God, that's epic. I have never seen something like that.
Like,
that's amazing.
It's really something.
Although I kind of like it is a it is an interesting psychological play because it's like I've dated other women. What? Interested? Right? Like,
nope.
Like I'm in demand. There's so many women that I had to blur all their faces out.
Yeah, but you look at the picture and you're like, clearly that was 10 years ago.
Yeah. And now you're sad and lonely.
And finally, my favorite technique is where they have Photoshopped themselves. I mean, there was this one man who I literally took screenshots and sent it to my girlfriends. And I was like, what do you think his face really looks like? Because he had went so far into, like, he probably had acne or something.
Oh,
and
so he, like, blurred out his face,
yes.
All the acne off his face?
Yes. And it looked like a weird cartoon.
Oh, that's awesome.
I mean, I definitely sent it to my girlfriends.
That's awesome.
And they were like, you're gonna talk to him, right? I'm like, no. Also, I never initiate any sort of communication whatsoever.
Mm.
Never.
Yeah. I see. I don't know what... I obviously did.
Right.
I say obviously because it's sort of the traditional role.
Yeah. I've never done it.
Although Carolyn will still tell you to this day that she contacted me first.
Did she?
I don't think so. She...
Why would she lie about that?
I don't know. But I feel like I did.
You should let that story be the way she tells it, because it's way more
makes
impressive.
Makes me sound awesome.
She's
awesome.
Gorgeous and
yeah.
Smart.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, home run.
So the fact that she reached out to you is honestly a little surprising to me, and I can say that because we're very good friends.
I mean, let's face it, I was beating them off with a stick.
That is not true.
No.
You were beating people's moms off with a stick who were like, do you want to meet my daughter?
There was none of that either.
Like a weird potluck
situation. That happened a few times, yeah.
Yeah.
I know someone nice. I bet you know a lot of nice people. I have a guy over here. Photo selection is really important in this.
And so
process.
Misleading.
Well, yeah. Because as you know, I am not photogenic.
Nor am I.
And it's hard to find photos that A, make me look like the real me. Like what you would actually see when you hang out with me in person, and be the like a good-looking version of that, right? Because it's you're
like
not gonna
with a filter,
right? So like it needs to be slightly upgraded. I want it to be real, so that when you meet me, you're not like have
disappointed.
You been posting pictures of George Clooney, like, but you photoshopped all his acne away. Like it's got to be the real me, so people go, oh yeah, yeah. But I also. You know, don't want, like, odd-looking pictures of me, which is what most pictures of me look like. I'm always making a weird face, or my hands are gesturing in some crazy way. I mean, just look at our Instagram, and you'll see...
No, you're right.
Our five listeners, that I'm always doing something weird with my hands.
That's true. But it's also very interesting to me, because the people that choose to change their photos or... put up photos of themselves from 10 years ago when their hair was not gray and it is now gray.
Right. Or when they had hair.
Or when they had hair or when they weighed 25 pounds more or 25 pounds less mm-hmm. or whatever the case may be, like back in their high school football glory days. You know I'm going to meet you, right?
Right.
So, like, I don't understand. Why don't you just accurately portray who you are?
Yeah.
It's very odd to me.
It's like people – well, so I think there's a lot of – there's a lot of anxiety for people, right? And probably some low self-esteem kinds of things. And they're like, nobody will want to talk to me if I put the real me out there. And then maybe the next step then psychologically is that they fool themselves into thinking that if they can just meet you in person, you'll really like their personality.
But you've already started it out on a lie at this point.
Right. Exactly.
So I am totally disinterested. Like, do not lie to me.
I mean, I'm with you. It's a terrible idea.
It's a terrible idea.
Honesty is the best policy. But within the context of that honesty, I think photo selection is really important.
For sure
it
is.
You need those photos vetted by someone else.
Correct.
Preferably of the gender you're trying to attract.
Correct.
Maybe mm-hmm. several somebodies.
Okay.
You want, I think, a range of photos that show you in different contexts. Like
in different areas of like settings. Dressiness and stuff as well.
Like, here's formal Betsy.
Yes.
Here's fun outdoorsy Betsy.
Here's Betsy at a wedding. Yeah.
Right.
Here's Betsy
all
camping.
All the faces of Betsy. Look at all the things she does.
Yeah.
You definitely want some where people get a really clear look at your face.
Correct.
You want some action shots of like, look, Betsy does things.
Yes. You also want a shot that shows like your entire body, right?
Right. The figure shot.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's important.
It's important.
But those shots also have to be carefully crafted. I will tell you, as a dude, I don't know how to craft those shots and didn't.
No.
So it wasn't like I had all these pictures of my arms folded trying to puff out my biceps or what. I don't know what a guy does to create the right profile shot. Women are great at this. Like, I will tell you, when I was on Match, almost every profile I looked at, girls, like, know how to do this. Where you look at a photo and you're like, dang.
Just so you know, I don't know how to do this. Like, the photos that I have in my profile are all photos you've seen of me before. Like, normal, regular photos of me.
Apparently, there's, like, techniques and angles and things.
Yeah, I don't know how to do that. Like, the arms and, like, hips. you gotta twist and, like,
your
look at certain angles so then it looks like you have a very defined chin line. Like, I'm sorry. I am who I am. I am 5'2". I'm not getting any taller.
You're not going to wear platforms in the photo.
I'm not going to wear platforms just to look taller. It's not a thing I'll do.
The other thing about these photos, and you and I talked about this before a little bit, is when people overdo it on putting photos that feature them and other people.
Which is so confusing.
Super confusing. Every time. And some people, it's their first photo.
Yeah.
And that's the most confusing.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, which of these six people standing around the table am I supposed to be looking
now? Or the one when their primary photo is them like holding a baby.
Yeah.
And then you read further in their profile and I'm like, kid is my nephew. Like, well,
right.
Well, then why do you have your picture holding your baby? Because let me tell you, I'm not interested. Like,
right. And you didn't have to even add that. The only reason you had to add that line in your profile is because you chose this picture.
Yes. Yeah.
It's like people think that it's the equivalent of like taking your friend's dog for a walk in the park so cute girls will come over and see your dog. And then you're like, well, it's not actually my dog.
Right.
I just borrowed it.
Here's the thing. It's different when it's a baby.
Yeah.
And you're 35 years old because I am naturally going to assume that is your baby. And if you were carrying around a very new baby, I'm wondering what kind of human you are.
Right.
Because if you've made a very young baby and then left the mother.
Well, deuces. I'm going to get on
this
that.
This baby's 2 months old. I got to go find someone new.
But send me a pic, okay? I think we just took some really good pics together and I got to beef up the profile.
Yeah. See, like, I'm just questioning who you are as a man at this point.
Mm, yeah. So the other thing about this whole online dating thing is my strategy was move as quickly past the online portion as possible. And not everybody approaches it this way. So for some people,
correct,
the benefit of online dating, I think, is how long you can spend just talking back and forth online before you have to actually meet, like breaking the ice over an extended period of time as if you were just texting someone for a while or whatever. And for me, when I was on, it was like, oh, you're interested? When do you want to meet? Let's get together.
Right, like, because as soon as you meet them in person, you know immediately.
Yeah, because it has so much to do with chemistry.
Correct.
Now, the other advantage here, I think, of online dating, why I'm a big proponent, is a lot of the stuff I hated about first dates and second dates, frankly, is eliminated by the whole online dating process. So The things I don't like about early dating.
Where do you work? What do you do for a living? Where did you grow up? Do you have any siblings?
Yeah, like the generic conversation starters. Yeah. And or getting the answers to those questions and finding out that they're deal breakers. So going out on the second date with a girl and then finding out in the middle of the date that she has to go outside and smoke.
Or that she's an atheist.
Or yeah. Or the, like the one girl, I don't even remember, this was my third date on Match. She was a racist school teacher.
Was this when you left in the restaurant?
Yeah. Now, this was a first date. This was a first date. This is the only time in my life I've ever done this. But I literally left this girl sitting at a bar in the Third Ward. because so at the time, I had had two bad dates already. And they weren't like total bombs, but they weren't good.
Yeah, they're like all of them that I've been going
on. Yeah, like nice human, like, not interested.
Great, never going to see you again.
Next.
Best of luck.
So at this point, I remember intentionally scheduling this date for right at 5 o'clock and telling her in advance that I had plans to do other things at like 6:30.
Wait, so you already knew that this was not going to be good?
No. But I was just preempting because my thought was if the date's going well, I can always say, hey, I'm having a lot of fun. I'm going to text my friends and tell them I'm going to be late.
I'm going to lie.
Right.
Because that's a great way to start any relationship.
Absolutely. Well, as we see, this did not evolve into a relationship. But I was really glad I did that because very early on in the conversation, number one, she would not make eye contact with me. She was constantly looking over my head at a television that was on the other side of the room.
You were so exciting.
She was really into me, clearly.
Yeah.
Two, she could not stop talking about her job. And by her job, I mean being a racist school teacher. So she couldn't stop telling me
Which should not even be possible.
She could not stop telling me about how much better it was at this new school because all the kids at this new school were of, and I won't say specifically, but of a certain ethnic background. Whereas at her old school, she had to deal with the horrible other ethnic background group of school children. And she's like, it's so much better.
And you were just mortified.
And I don't even know how to respond. Like,
right.
Normally in a situation when someone says really awkward things, you just nod and smile.
Yeah.
I couldn't even do that. Like, I can't nod and smile at that. So I just stared blankly, which she didn't notice because she wasn't making eye contact with me. She was watching the television behind me.
That's bad.
So at a certain point, I realized I can't sit here for 90 minutes even. Like, I can't even... The deadline I have prepared myself with is still too much. So I excuse myself to go to the bathroom. And the bathroom just happened to be in a position where I had clean line to the door. And I was like, I literally stood there for a second. And I was like, yep, we're doing this. And I just left. Stuck her with the tab, too.
Well, it was happy hour. I'm sure it was fun. I cannot do that. I cannot just get up and leave. Like, it feels really mean. So I just...
Well, it's very extreme. But see, this is why I set up those parameters.
It's a good idea. I don't... Yeah.
Because you always have the option. So like on my first date with Carolyn, I set it up the exact same way. It was right after work and I was like, you know, tomorrow's a school day. I actually had to fly to Alaska the next day. So I did tell her, like, I'm going to have to be up early tomorrow. It won't be a late night, but, you know, let's meet for a drink at Cafe Hollander. And so I kind of had this built-in excuse that I could have bailed at any time, but we're having a great time. And I remember, like, 3 hours into it, I turned to her and I'm like, well, we're both about to order our third glass of wine, and we've been here for coming on 4 hours, so I guess this is going pretty well, huh? And she was like, yep. And you have the flexibility to do that if you build in, like, the hypothetical plans or, like, it's got to be an early night.
Yeah, I guess I've never...
I'm all about the exit strategy.
I'll try.
Or I should say I was all about the exit strategy.
Hopefully
none of
not
this
anymore.
Currently exists in my life anymore, which is great.
Yeah, I just get in the car and text someone else, and I'm like, hey, you want to meet for a drink? Great. Meet you here.
Yeah.
Bye. Let's debrief what I just went through. Mm. But then again, I used to find it really discouraging when I was younger and I would go out on a date and it didn't go well. And now I do not at all find it discouraging. I find it honestly very entertaining. Like, yeah.
Which is great. That's the right
attitude. I'm happy. I have a great life. Like, if this is as good as it gets for me, I'm thrilled with that. But in the meantime, I'm totally fine with letting someone buy me a drink.
Yeah. I'm supportive of that. No one ever bought me a drink except the racist school teacher.
Not by choice.
It wasn't her plan. but I thank her for it anyway.
Well, actually, you don't know. She could have dined and ditched.
Yeah, that's very possible. My boyfriend will be back from the bathroom in a second to take care of this.
Okay, bye. Ma'am, he hasn't been here in an hour and 15 minutes.
He snuck out the service exit. So there are a lot of, as we talked about, a lot of different platforms for this now.
Well, yeah, but I mean, let's talk about some of the, we did this
a
contest a couple years ago to see if we could find the weirdest online dating site. Because, you know, this was on like farmersonly.com came out, which.
Yeah. Which is still going strong.
Which Farmers Latrell Only is still and I going set up a fake profile just
City folk just don't understand.
They just don't understand. Uh-uh. We tried to set up this whole fake profile to see who would be lured by my pictures and Latrell's personality.
We got some
really interesting folks. But of course, they're all from like the middle of nowhere, Wisconsin.
Well, yeah.
Because they're farmers.
Because farmers only.
But I'm trying to think of some of the other ones. There was the weird clown one where people that have clown fetishes. There's a whole dating site just for those people.
Oh, no, I thought it was for practicing clowns. Like for people whose career is clown or like whose passion, and not for like who are freaky into clowns.
No, I actually think
that's... I mean, probably those people too.
I think that's what it was.
Because you're not going to be able to keep those people off the site. It's a close-knit community, the clown community.
There was something...
Do you know what? Non-clowns just don't understand. There's a lot of
weird
ones.
That was the tagline. I'm not kidding you. I think you might have just pulled that out of the cobwebs.
I mean, there's ones for all the different branches of religious belief.
Correct. Right.
There's definitely some career focused ones. So like every time I'm on an airplane in the Sky Mall, yeah, it's like dating for busy professionals. You've got a career. You don't have time to...
have dinner.
Right.
Who eats dinner when they have a career?
And those ones are always like... There's always some woman in like a white business suit on the front.
Well, what else would you wear as your
businesswoman?
With
like a fully coiffed, like very big hair. And she's like the love counselor or like the matching...
The matchmaker?
She's the matchmaker. Yeah, and she's like, I've successfully matched elite couples from around the globe.
I mean, what good is it if you meet someone who lives in Shanghai? Like, we can't just have lunch. I don't understand the purpose at this point.
Well, no, that woman obviously sells women to the Prince of Dubai and, you know, people like that.
It's just like a weird term.
You will be another of my many wives. No, it's a living. It's not.
It's not. That's not. That's not even a little okay.
But some of the newer ones are the app-based ones, right? So suddenly you've got like Tinder for one, which is location-based, right? On Tinder, it's like who's
Again,
near me.
I've never used it. I have no idea.
Well, I think this is how it works, and I'm sure some of our more millennial or Gen Z listeners will know. But I think it's location-based. So you like show up in this new city.
Okay.
Alyssa will know.
Okay.
You show up in a new city, and then all these profiles pop up. Like, here's people around you who are on Tinder. And then you see their pictures and swipe.
Left or right.
Left or right, depending on if you like them. There's Bumble.
Bumble, same. It's yeah.
Is Bumble location-based?
I think so. But it's just swiping left and right.
Yeah. And the difference is that Bumble gives more power to the girl.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. The girl has to start the communication.
Got it.
So, like, a guy can swipe left or right, whichever way is the correct way or the accepting way. I don't
know. Swipe right if you like someone.
Swipe. Okay. Apparently swipe right.
Yeah.
And then the girl has to make the communication, though. He can't, like, send 7 emails within 2 days.
Yeah. And then Grindr's been around for a long time. That's for LGBT.
Okay.
Or it might just be for gay men, actually. I don't know. So if you out there know that.
And that's the same
thing
as Tinder, right? But
basically,
just only for.
Yeah. But Grindr was first. Grindr was around.
And all of these are free.
Yeah.
All the app ones are free.
Right. Now, Tinder just launched, and I saw this on my stock news update. Tinder just launched a new service called Tinder Gold, where like you can pay, and I don't know what you get for that, but it sounds like the company's making more money and my stock price went up. So I'm winning.
So you're wholly supportive.
Good job, Tinder Gold. You're doing it. I remember some kind of awkward ones that were Match.com competitors back in the day before it became clear that there were certain like market leaders.
Okay.
And they were like online. They were like free versions of Match, But because they were free, they were very advertising heavy. And because they were free, like, the super freaks were on there. Because
they don't want to
there
pay.
Was no paywall. And yeah. So it was like, well, I'll just put some weird stuff on here. Yeah. Who cares? So that was no good. Craigslist apparently is still a thing for this.
I'm sorry, what?
I cannot imagine.
You can buy your couches and find your spouse all in the same location?
Couches and spouses. That's their new tagline. yeah, like, you can post, like, relationship want ad, like... Like people used to do in the paper a long, long time ago, which is also a really weird thing to do. Like, yeah, that is some old school
suddenly
stuff.
We're like Sleepless in Seattle.
And by the way, if you've never read any of these, you want to.
They're amazing.
I will also say some of them are horrifying.
Right.
But yes, you want to read them because...
Okay.
You think the messages...
I did not know they existed.
You think the emails to you on the dating sites are creepy?
Yeah.
Just wait.
I do.
Just wait till you read some Craigslist, like, love posts.
Okay.
Oh. Oh.
I'm going to.
Clear your search history afterwards.
I'm going to use my work computer, so.
So all in all, I think we both agree. Oh, we should ring the bell. Is that still a thing in season two?
We don't even see the bell.
Ding.
Oh, it's over there.
We definitely agree that online dating is the future.
I don't think we definitely agree on that. Why do we agree
on
that?
Everyone eventually will do it this way.
I mean,
it would be silly
to
do it any other way.
I think that it's important that people that are searching for a relationship or feel compelled to meet new people, I think that they should totally try it.
Yeah.
Now, I have never had a relationship from an online dating platform. Like, I've only ever dated men that I have known in some capacity in the real world. I firmly believe that will be the way that it stays for me, but I don't know. In the meantime, I'm happy to just... enjoy the ride and see who I meet along the way.
Yeah.
I have made several friends. You know, like, you go to that first date and you're like, this will never work. There's no chemistry. But hey, you're also a Bears fan in Milwaukee, so that's a thing.
Now I'm moving you from this platform to
you
Facebook.
You have been moved to, yeah, we can be Facebook friends.
Welcome to being my Instagram follower.
And then, like, a year later, you see his wedding photos and I'm like, ooh, it could have been me, but it wasn't.
Good for you.
Good for you. She seems great.
Good for you, guy. Yeah. Well, friends out there, if you have thoughts about online dating, we'd like to hear them.
Or experiences.
Yeah, yeah. Great stories. Like, can you top my racist school teacher story? I bet you can. We want to hear that story on Facebook.
We really do.
So visit us. While you're there, maybe give us a little rating or review or on iTunes. Or we're on a bunch of platforms now, Bets. We're on the SoundClouds.
I don't know what any of that means.
The Spritzers and the Ziplines.
Somebody the other day found out we had a podcast and asked me where they could find it. And I said, I don't know, like the Apple Store.
Yeah.
And he said, is that the only place I can find it? And I was like, yeah, because I don't know any other places that you're supposed to find podcasts. But you could just look for it.
Yeah. We're on several places now.
Yeah, I don't know.
We're getting really famous. And by that, I mean I'm just posting our stuff in other places automatically.
Oh.
But we're technically still not doing it right. Like, we don't have a podcast website.
No.
We still don't have t-shirts. We're basically failing at this.
Basically, yeah.
It's okay.
We're working on it.
Yeah. We're just in it to have fun.
We'll get there.
And now it's time for... Better Get to Know Your Betsy. Our question today for Better Know Your Bets is, Betsy, would you be interested in an all-electric vehicle, like a Tesla?
Would I be interested in purchasing one?
Yeah.
Or like if someone were to give me one?
Well, no, purchasing one. Like,
no,
assuming that in the next couple of years...
It becomes a reasonably
same difference, like with a gas Toyota Camry or an all-electric Toyota Camry or whatever.
Yes, I for sure would be interested in it.
Have you ever driven one?
I have never driven one, but I hate going to the gas station.
Yeah.
I have very good gas mileage in my car right now, so I don't have to go terribly often. Maybe twice a month I go to the gas station. And I do leave the city. It's not like I only drive, 50 miles a week. Like I go down to Illinois or Chicago fairly regularly, but I hate going to the gas station. And I feel like whenever I'm in a hurry, I get in the car and inevitably I have to go to the gas station. And sometimes you have to wait in line, and I'm over it. So yes, I would totally drive one, but I will not spend $100,000 on one.
Well, I think that's a wise choice.
Yeah. I don't have $100,000.
Right. That's what makes it so pragmatic of
you. Yes. Thank you.
Nice. Yeah. My worry about them is the infrastructure. So like when Tesla launched a new one that's like, quote unquote,
the economical one.
It's like $35,000 or something.
I mean, that's a normal price for a car.
Right. Yeah. Right. But the problem is then there you need to probably spend extra stuff, right? You need to set up the charging station in your house. Mm-hmm. You need to like map out your route. And I think with the economy one, you actually have to pay a monthly fee to access all their charging stations.
Okay.
And so then you need to really do your research in advance. It's not like buying a gas car where it's like, well, there's literally gas stations everywhere.
I'm going
to
drive to Minneapolis tomorrow.
So whatever. Right. But with one of those, you have to be like, well, I can get this far on this charge, and then I need to stop somewhere in this range, let my app help me find. So like they've made it as easy as possible, but I feel like we're at least 10 years away from the point where there's enough of these charging stations that you would go, yeah, let's go. Or maybe the moment that the batteries are good enough that they could get me from here to Minneapolis in one charge is when I would go, all right, let's do this.
I mean, they're pretty common, I feel like, in cities. So big cities have them, right? Because they're all over San Francisco. They're very common in Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
They're relatively common in Milwaukee. But that's because you're not going very far to find your next charging station.
Right. So like if you're driving to Minneapolis and you get halfway on a charge, then what do you have to like
stop
park
in
for
Tomahawk or whatever?
2 hours?
Yeah,
yeah, in Toma?
And yeah, Toma,
sit
that's what
and
I meant.
Wait for your charge to go? I don't know, I don't want to do that. It takes me 5 minutes to fill my gas tank and then we're rolling.
Yeah.
Sorry, Mother Earth.
You're not sorry, even a little.
No. Well, I really feel like I got to better know my Betsy.
I love that this is like the name of the segment.
Oh, man, it totally is. All right, friends, that's it for today. We want to hear from you, so check us out. And as is usually the case, I'm Matt.
And I'm Betsy.
And this is Guy Talks.
And Girl Rolls Her Eyes.